XXBuzzle.com presents. Do you like sex? Do you like muscle? Of course you do. This is Sex and Muscle Radio with your hosts, Juan Romano and Dave Palumbo.
Welcome to another episode of Sex and Muscle Radio. I'm Dave Palumbo here with my co-host and compatriot in crime, John Romano. John, we haven't had a show for a number of weeks, but we saved up for a really, really good one this week.
It hasn't been that long. It was like 2 weeks, wasn't it?
2 weeks, yeah. I think with Sex and Muscle, you got to kind of let the whole ambiance of the show kind of like mature and percolate a little bit, you know, because you can't hit them with too many at one time. You know, it takes like almost 2 or 3 weeks to really fully absorb the show.
Exactly. Plus, you know, the holidays, you can't be having sex around Christmas.
Is that like a Catholic thing?
Well, you know, it sort of like interferes with all that holiday spirit and religious aspect of it. You know, you got, you know,
because we're so religious, right?
And then you got, you know, midgets hanging from the chandelier and makeshift plywood pillories and whips and shit. You know, it's like not very festive, not holiday.
I you know, one of my fantasies would be like having like a girl, like a very hot girl dressed in like a little Santa Claus like outfit, though. That to me would be a turn on.
You know, it would be a good fantasy for me for a chick. Honey, I got a job.
Really? Oh, you want a chick with a job?
Is that the idea? A chick with a job
or a profession?
A nice car, like at least a Beamer or better.
Really?
A house. It's Beamer, Mercedes,
Porsche. You're aiming very high lately, John.
Not even a Lexus. They got to be above that. And and their own house and their own and a job. Yeah. They can pay for all their shit.
Okay. So you're looking for someone who's self-sufficient, in other words.
Shouldn't all people be self-sufficient? I mean, shouldn't we all be like autonomous and not have to rely on each other for, you know, food?
I mean, food, shelter, and
food. I mean, come on, can a girl be opposite a guy in a relationship and bring as much to the table as he does, you know, financially?
What if they bring a lot of sex with them?
Well, I'm bringing it too, so I mean, it's a wash.
That's true. Well, we have a very unique guest appearing on the show tonight. She goes by the name of Muscle Tease. So, as you can imagine, just by the name itself, there's going to be a lot of teasing tonight.
At least a girl can. This is radio, so they should be teasing, you know.
True, but not all our guests, you know, are teasers. A lot of them.
Some of them climb right up on your lap and grind away.
You know? You should know. You should know, John. We're making this guest laugh so much that the fist in her mouth is not working. So we might as well
she needs a couple of cocks.
Fucking killing me. That was the hardest 3 minutes of my life.
I didn't even introduce you yet. You're already speaking.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. No, you can talk. Who gave you this name, Muscle Tease?
Who gave me that name?
Yeah.
Michael Ekstedt gave me that name.
From her biceps?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Now, why did he give you that name? What was the reason behind that?
I have no idea, but I think he copied it from Juan Carlos's MuscleTease.com site.
Oh, really?
I'm just teasing. I think Mike actually made up name, and Juan Carlos stole it from him.
Now, who's Juan Carlos? Because I have no idea who these people are.
JC Lopez.
You know JC. He always sits next to us in the press booth.
Oh, yeah.
We bust his balls. Yeah.
He seems to like hanging out with us.
He likes us for some reason. Because we're degenerates. Like
Right. He probably thinks we're members of his site. That's why.
No. But seriously, I mean, if Mike gave you this name, Muscle Tease, there was a reason, which means you must have been teasing him very greatly.
Well, I didn't even get a chance to tease him, but he must have seen my pictures or some footage from a photo shoot that I did. Because I did this photo shoot with Rick Oliver, and we actually went to this hotel in Niagara Falls, and
on the border,
it was a great shoot.
On the border, John. Right.
In Canada, Canada. And before he really even got to know me, we went down to the gym and we started doing some footage. And I got naked in the gym and started doing some naked elliptical. And
really? Wow.
So,
right off the bat. So you don't have no problem with nudity then?
Right off the bat. No, not at all.
So if you were in the studio with us, you'd be naked right now?
Probably. I am naked at the moment.
You are? Oh, wow.
I mean, almost every girl that's on our show is naked. You know?
I like that, though.
What was your last week?
I feel so bad for the neighbors.
Do you really?
Why do you do it with the windows open?
Oh, the windows are always open, the blinds are open, the lights are always on.
Yeah, your neighbors must really love you.
You can see the property values are probably much higher across the valley from you. So now, honestly, I'm really happy you did that photo shoot with that dude, but let's forget that now and talk about your photo shoot with KO.
Hold on, you're jumping the gun here. This is like jumping from foreplay right to like penetration.
Girl scene like that needs to be talked about first. Hold ladies on. First.
We got to talk about who she is because no one even knows who this. This
doesn't matter. Look at those pictures.
Hey, I wouldn't go that far. Nobody knows who I am. There's some that know who I am.
The reason I'm bringing this up is because you don't compete, right?
No, yeah. Why don't you compete?
We have a lot of women. Let me just get into this, Sean. She doesn't compete, but yet you were discovered by the bodybuilding industry, or so to speak, or subculture of the industry. How did that come about?
That's weird.
How did that come about?
How did anyone even learn about you without you really doing any competitions or anything like that?
Say about again.
Well, I have to say it was through good old Facebook. I was discovered by Rick Oliver on Facebook.
Him again.
Who at that time was a photographer for herbiceps.com. I don't believe he's doing it any longer for them. Mm-hmm. But he found me on there. He sent me a message that he wanted to meet up. And, you know, we went for coffee, had a great meeting. And he's like, yeah, let's shoot. So I was like, all right, let's do it. So we met up, had a shoot. And then he told me about, the webcam aspect of the whole industry. And at that time, I'm not sure I was all that into it. But anyways, that's how I initially got discovered. Competing.
Now you told me a little earlier we were talking about webcam, and you said you made a lot of money the first couple months you did it, didn't you?
Yeah. No, it was ridiculous. Like, I was in shock how much you could actually make from.
What was your best month?
Give us numbers.
My best month was my first month. I don't want to give numbers.
Come on. We'll leave it at this. Was it more than 10,000?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay.
In the first month? Wow. Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
In the first month. It was beginner's luck. Completely.
So what are you doing? Hold on. Would you classify that as a girl who makes a living?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was my part-time job.
It's your part-time job. Sure. Now, what did you do on a webcam? What was your thing?
My thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was my personality.
Well, in other words, if I dropped all this change on your webcam, like for what do you sell? Like time slots or
let's say John signed up for webcam for like a, you know, whatever. He was going to stay on there for 15 minutes
What am I going to see in 15 to 30 minutes? What am I going to see?
Oh, of course, I always get to know my clients. So I want to know what your fetish is. What do you like?
What are your fetishes, John?
My fetishes? Girl with a job. That's what
John wouldn't even be interested in your webcam because, to be honest, we were talking about. I was showing him your pictures before, and I was saying, you know, this girl's got some hot pictures, and he thought your body was hot. But you know, John's got this boob fetish, and he was wondering why you don't have big boobs. And I said, I don't know. You ask her on the show.
Yeah. Why? What's up with that?
Why? You know, I've kind of taken pride in being au naturel completely. I don't know. Not having boobs has actually made me a lot of money because my audience love pecs, and you know, boobs isn't their thing.
So back to the webcam. What are you doing on a webcam?
You just flex my muscles a lot. It tease them.
Are you naked?
No, well, not in her biceps.
Yeah, her biceps is another.
No, I'm talking about webcam.
No, that's her biceps.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about webcam because her biceps is really the only webcam site that I've done aside from She Muscle.
You were naked there. You were naked there.
Definitely there was.
Okay, but so the first month you made, you know,
she went on her biceps, Sean, taking no clothes off of me.
That's what I'm trying to ascertain. So you made over $10,000 on this webcam site without taking your clothes off.
Correct. I mean, there was bottom nudity. I mean,
but you were topless.
Maybe at one point I tried that, but I got my wrist slapped.
Oh, they yell at you if you do that?
Yeah, so you're definitely not allowed to do that because it is a classy site.
But you were topless.
No, yes, I was topless.
Okay, you were topless. And still, that's an awful lot of money to make for not doing anything but flexing.
No, I definitely agree with that. And I wish that I could make the same amount of money now.
What made you go over to the She Muscle site? Because you wanted to do a little more explicit stuff on there?
You know what? Brian Moss had contacted me and just asked me if I'd be interested in working on his site. And I, at that point, I was like, well, you know, what's nothing wrong with a little bit of supplementary income. Mm-hmm. So I said, why not? I mean, I'm a nudist at heart, so I have no problem with doing full nudity.
And do you go to nudist like vacations, like, you know, where you just always naked, or
like, have
you
ever a cruise naked?
Well, last year I went to Temptation in Cancun.
What's that?
Which it's nude beach.
It's an adult resort. Like, it's not a full-on nudity or nudist colony.
Top optional.
Yeah, like, there's an adult pool where it's the top optional, and I walk naked on the beach, and I was pretty much naked the whole vacation in somebody's room.
Really? Now, yeah, let's get to that now, because you also liked, you had mentioned to me that you like to swing, correct?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, what does that entail? Give us, like, an idea of, like, you know, what do you mean by that when you say that?
Well, I do belong to a swingers club. I don't know, like, for the most part, I belong to it as a single female, but I have gone there with a boyfriend. I was with a guy for a year and a half, and, you know, like, for me, it's not even about hooking up with other couples. I just like to be naked, so it's a place for me.
Are you, like, a voyeur? You like to, like, look at other stuff? Is that...
No, I'm an exhibitionist, absolutely. Like, I go in, and people that know me, they all have their stopwatches on, and they're like, all right, I give her 5 minutes max to be fully naked.
Are you having sex with people in this while you're fully naked?
You know what? No, I really haven't had sex with a lot of people in the club. I just go in. It's like, I walk in, I pay my cover, I get my coat checked.
What's the cover price on these swingers? I heard they're really expensive.
Well, you know what? For a single female, it's really cheap.
Oh, like, they want you. Yeah, they want you.
Yeah, it's cheap.
How much is it for a single guy to go in?
$40.
That's it.
What's Canada, that's it? John? It's
well,
Canada.
They have to be Canadian with a couple, though.
Oh, they have to be with a couple? No,
yeah, they can't go in by themselves. They have to be accompanied by
sausage parties.
A couple. But as a single female, you can go in by yourself, no problem.
Now, is this a place like the warehouses in South Florida where just everybody's rooms and, you know, different, you know, music and whatever's going on? Everybody's just kind of like laying around having sex, big orgy?
No, you know what? It's actually a really classy place. Like, you walk in, and the main room is like a normal club, so except that you can wear lingerie or be naked, except that people don't have sex in this room, but they've renovated it so that there's like a hotel part at the back of it, so you can go in, check in, but the rule is you have to be naked as soon as you check in. And there's different rooms, there's different fetish rooms, there's an orgy room, there's a voyeur room, exhibitionist room, like, whatever you want. So, but I can't say I've actually participated too much in those rooms.
But you say too much, but that does leave the door open for saying you have, in some capacity, had sex in one of those rooms.
Once or twice, yes.
And was it with, like, a lot of different people?
No, it was just with one or two people.
One or two? So,
you like couples, right? You like to hook up with couples, is that right?
I'm not picky.
No.
You know, if I like the couple, definitely. But it's hard. Like, it's hard to like both the man and the woman, because, like, 9 times out of 10, it's the woman that's hot and the guy sucks.
I was going to ask you that. You know what? Because I got this impression. You know, I've never been to a swingers club per se, but I have a feeling that it's usually comprised, because whenever you watch this stuff on TV, of like the ugliest bunch of people you've ever seen. And here you are, really hot. You're going into this place. You got to be like a diamond in the rough in this place. Everyone's got to be after you.
I always get attention, I'm not going to lie.
Wow, I'll bet you do. Now, we know a couple. I'm not going to mention who they are. And
yes, we do.
And all I have to say is I can only imagine being them and going to one of these clubs that he would have a very hard job selling
his wife
to, you know, the rest of the crowd. Yeah, anyone. So how does that work? I mean, you're in there, you know, you're like flaunting around and like, you know, what if the other way around? What if the guy's like really hot and you like him and the girl is like a 3?
Who cares? I'm all about guys.
Oh, you like guys?
I love guys.
So you'll deal with the ugly girl just to have like the hot guy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Wow.
No, it's harder. It's harder to find hot guys. So if you find a hot guy, you fucking latch on to him.
All right, what's a hot guy? Describe a hot guy.
Your version of hot.
Your version.
Oh, about 10 inches. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. That was the first. It's a Freudian.
Well, at least we qualify, John, so.
Yeah, actually, my doctor will cut it down to any size you want, so.
No, I don't know. Line. I look for an attractive couple. Like, just a guy that's in fairly decent shape. Like, I'm more about face than I am about body. And just, I love personality. So, like, obviously, if you see someone that's in shape, you're going to go and approach them.
Right.
You chat with them, and, you know, if their personality is good, you mesh with them, and yeah, you got it on.
Now, what goes? I have to ask you this question because I know everyone out there is thinking the same thing. All the people listening, you go to this swingers club. Okay, there's a million different people there. You know, you might hook up with one person, you might not. But you know, what goes on in terms of like the sexual experience? Is it safe sex? Do people wear condoms? I mean, what
should hope so?
You know what? The club is, well, I only go to one, so I can't speak for all clubs.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that I do go to, they provide the condoms in each room.
Oh, really?
How and you know what? People bring condoms, too. So it is a very safe atmosphere.
Now, are the condoms in, like, a dispenser and you have to pay for them? Or is it like a big candy bowl?
No, it's
bowl,
like a bowl full of condoms.
$40. It's for $40 an entrance job. They can put out a bowl of condoms.
Now, do they also offer lube?
Yeah, there's lube. I mean, it depends which room you're in.
Little towels, like, maybe? You know, to wipe the lube.
I haven't had too much experience in those rooms, so I wouldn't know completely.
No. Well, you know, to wipe the lube off.
Now, what do you like to do? Do you do everything?
Do I do everything? What do you mean, do I do everything?
Like all three inputs?
Yeah.
No, I have an exit-only policy where the ass is concerned.
Okay, so you don't do anything?
No.
She definitely wouldn't be a good fish, John.
Two strikes right there.
No, I'm just not into that. I've certainly given it enough tries, and I can't say that I like it.
You're kind of petite. You know, you got a tiny little butt.
Well,
so
she was willing to try.
I've tried it many times, but I'm just, all my holes are really tight. I'm not going
to
lie.
That's a good problem to have. I noticed you have a little Chinese tattoo on your lower back there. What does that mean?
Squirt hair.
No, it doesn't.
No, it means, the top one means strength, and the bottom one is woman. So strong woman.
Okay. We all have Chinese characters somewhere on our backs.
I have a Chinese dick. Do you have a Chinese dick?
Do I have a Chinese dick? No, I have an African dick.
Really? No comment.
You're not allowed to work for our company unless you're very well hung. Right. So
you're Italian. Yeah, we're Italian. We're all Italian. So you know.
I think I'm going to need pictures, photographic evidence.
I think we would only provide in-person interviews. So. You have to come
down. I still think I need photographic evidence. You need to email it to me right now.
Right. you had mentioned something about toys. You have a toy chest there?
A toy chest? Yes. It's up in my bedroom.
Well, why don't you go get a couple of them and come back?
Yeah, why don't you go grab a few?
We'll go to commercial. You grab a couple of toys.
Really?
Yeah. Are you peeing?
Sounds like she's in a bath.
No, I was pouring water. Sorry.
I thought you were going to be doing some kind of like pee fetish thing with us or something.
What are you doing? Filling up like an enema bag? What are you doing?
Don't worry.
Are you into that? Like peeing on people or having people pee on
you? No, not at all.
Thank God.
Yeah,
all right. So what did you bring us? What did you get out of your chest?
Well, I actually got four toys.
Four toys.
Sorry.
Explain.
So I got my favorite here, Doc Johnson.
Doc Johnson is a fake penis.
We should get them. We should get Doc Johnson to sponsor the show.
Yeah.
John.
What size Doc Johnson do you have?
What size? He is about 8 inches long.
Okay.
And probably 4 to 5 inches wide.
That's pretty wide size.
So. That's respectable.
So he's a good size.
Does that fit inside?
What I love about him is that it's a suction cup, so you can, you know, hook him onto the wall. Or bring him to the shower with you, or put him on the floor and just fucking ride the shit out of him.
Is that what you like to do? Do you like to ride guys, or do you like to get, you know, what position do you like the best?
No, I love riding. You know what? I've got two favorite positions, but my whole life, riding has been my favorite until I was with a guy who didn't like to be ridden, and we found a new favorite, which is like lying doggy style.
Oh, okay.
How could you not like to be ridden? What the hell's wrong with him?
Personally, not that anyone cares, but I personally, I like to be on top, you know, face to face.
Really?
That, to me, that's the best, you know, because I like to kiss. I like to, like, I have to, like, you know, have that kind of oral stimulation.
Nothing gets me heated more than kissing.
You can't kiss with her on top?
Nah, it's not comfortable.
Oh, man.
But I don't mind being ridden, but I'm just saying to get off, I like to be face to face.
This is not about you.
This is not about me, so it doesn't really matter. So you get off the best.
All about muscle tees right now.
That's all about muscle tees.
All right, so what are you doing with these toys? Give us a...
At this exact moment or in general?
Well, tell us what you have. You only got to the Doc Johnson, so there's three other things that we don't know about.
I think Doc Johnson, John, is the brand of toys.
It is. It's a brand of toys. It's a very lifelike latex, very real looking thing.
It's got the balls. It's got
veins.
It looks like
it's got skin. It's got
real cock.
Right. What would be the purpose of having the balls on it? I don't really understand that.
It looks like you hacked the cock off a dead guy.
No, I know it does, but what's the purpose of having the balls on like a toy? Does it really have any effect?
I don't know.
Just smacking your ass,
when I'm
right?
Someone, I like to grab balls. Like, I like to tease them and tickle them and lick them.
Wow.
So when I have the whole thing, it's just more surreal.
Now, are you going to be suction cupping that to the wall or the floor for today's festivities?
Well, I already did both of those, to be honest, but I just didn't let you in on the secret.
So where is it now?
It is in between my thighs at the moment.
Really? Suction cup to the floor or the wall or freestanding?
No, I took it off both of those and I sat down on the couch and it's just the head of it is inside my pussy at the moment.
Really? So that means that would insinuate that you're wet.
I might be.
I think it would suggest that. It's easier that
way. How many times does a girl like yourself who seems very sexually, you know, into herself get off a day? How many times do you have to get off to be satisfied?
Fuck. It depends. Like, I go through phases. Mm-hmm. So I have to say there was one point last year that I went through a very, very sexual phase where at every stoplight I stopped at, I had to fucking rub one out.
Really? That's a lot of rubs.
In the gym, in the middle of a workout, I'd have to go into a bathroom and masturbate.
Really?
So if you were going to Chinatown from Madison Square Garden down Broadway, that means you would have to masturbate about 300 times.
Holy shit. No, I never thought of that. But I was living in Richmond Hill at the time, which is like a subsection of Toronto. Uh-huh. So there weren't that many, stoplights. But this is just on the way to the gym. So I'd say 3 times.
Well, now, why were you so horny during this time period? Have you figured it out?
I don't know. My boyfriend wasn't putting out at that time.
Oh. Now, why wasn't he putting out? Was there a reason?
No, I don't want to discuss that, but he wasn't, and I was a very horny girl, and I had a personal trainer that was very interested in me, and he killed me during our sessions where I'd have to take a break and go to the bathroom and, you know, rub it a little.
Oh, so he wasn't, the trainer wasn't fucking you, you were just doing yourself.
No, we never fuck.
Oh, okay.
Never, but I definitely wanted to, and definitely temptation.
So
but,
I take it this is an ex-boyfriend at this point.
It's an ex-boyfriend, but he's an awesome guy.
Okay, well, that's cool. Are you currently entangled with anyone right now, or no?
A few.
So yeah, one of them has its head in her pussy right now, and three others we don't know about.
No, I have a little bit of a firefighter fetish, and I have to say, in the last month or so, I've dated three of them.
Yeah, you didn't know that John and I were firefighters on the part time. You know, we're volunteers.
No, I had no idea.
We have the uniform and everything.
Really? Are you wearing your bunker gear right now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, fuck. That makes me so fucking hot.
Boots and all.
I think I need all of my toys at the moment.
Boots, bunkers, and no shirt. And
no shirt. Suspenders. Right,
yeah, no, definitely red no suspenders. Shirt is a necessity.
Okay, enough fantasizing. Now, we have a lot of firemen who are listening right now. A lot of firemen work out, and they're members of our site, and they're RX Muscle Crew members. So you're definitely going to have like a decent crop to choose from if you so desire. But if you want to keep them in mind when you're, you know, experimenting with whatever you brought from your toy chest, I mean, feel free.
Yes, I love their hoses.
Now, let me, I got to ask you this question because we've been asking pretty much all our guests this question. Mm-hmm. Because what's this thing, you know, what's the deal with the female ejaculation? Do you have that ability?
I think everybody actually has that ability.
She agrees with me.
I didn't discover mine until the past summer.
Oh, you did discover it, though.
I did. Well, a guy discovered it.
Really? How did that happen?
I was at this pool party, which happened to be a swingers pool party. And there's this guy from Florida there. And this is at the end of the day. Like, I've already been fucking for 8 hours straight. And I'm ready to go home. And this guy walks in, and he's just like, yeah, I can make any girl squirt. And I'm like, yeah, right. I was like, I've never squirted a fucking day in my life. He's like, I bet I can make you squirt. I'm like, all right, that's definitely on for the challenge. So I get up on the island in the middle of the kitchen. He's like, no, go somewhere comfortable. So I go into the living room where there's white leather couches. So he gets the lube out. He sticks two fingers in me, and he's like stimulating my G-spot. Maybe about 2 to 3 minutes, and all of a sudden, I'm squirting all over the place.
Really?
But there was like absolutely no warning at all. Because it doesn't feel like an orgasm. Like, there's no orgasm, there's no sense of relief, nothing. And I was like, oh, wow, ooh, I squirted. And he's like, oh, I bet I can make you do that again. I'm like, oh, okay, try it. So he does it again.
Yeah.
And then a third time. But I think it's overrated. Like, I know one of my friends, she, like, every time she squirts, she orgasms. So I'm definitely aiming to be able to do that.
So you haven't synced up yet.
Well, yeah, it's a timing issue. No. You got your timing down. You got to be like, it's two separate functions.
It feels like you're gonna pee. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you gotta do them both concomitantly so that they. You time them.
Wouldn't the I would think the orgasm would cause the squirt.
It does. You got it. There's more to it than what she's saying. It's just more than that. But
you want to fill us in, John? Well, since you're such an expert.
I know. I've seen it. I've made my friend do it. I've made her come before, and like you said, it's been a consecutive thing where I make her come and she squirts all over my face. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah, there's a tantric practice to that you employ, and along with the physical stimulation. So yeah, both things together will definitely cause an eruption in, I would say, 99 out of 100 women.
So why is it that when she comes, she can't always squirt?
You got to time the two. They're two different things.
No, she does.
No, I'm thinking
she
you. Does? I'm talking about you. I'm trying to fix your problem. Yeah.
I'm a problem fixer. It's a problem.
It's the person doing it that's got the problem. It's not her problem.
Since I was 4 years old, I've been a clitoral girl.
You started masturbating when you were four?
Oh, fuck. I was so young when I started masturbating. I didn't even know what masturbating was at that age.
You can remember that long ago?
I do remember, because it was the only way that I got to sleep.
How old were you when you had your first orgasm?
Four,
like
she just said.
Four.
Three or four?
Yeah. My mom, like, actually, my parents used to yell at me, because they, they'd see me hump on my bed or my tummy there or whatever. I didn't know what it was. I just know that it felt good.
Right.
I had a release, and I was able to sleep after, so that's all that I cared about.
What a sexy three-year-old.
That's a little out there.
You're young. Now, when was your first sexual experience with another person?
Like kissing or actual
penis involvement?
Or if it was lesbian, that's fine. So you can tell us.
Oh, I've got so many stories there. But we'll start with my first blowjob. Believe it or not, I was actually at church camp.
Church camp. Remind me never to send any of my kids if I ever have any to church camp.
This one time at church camp.
Of course, it would be church camp. I mean,
my parents sent me there like 3 years in a row. But my first year there, I met this guy. And at the time, I was on the pill because I was on this medication that would make your baby deformed if you got pregnant.
Out of precaution.
How old were you?
I was 14. So, anyways, he saw me taking the pill every day because I wasn't too. It was kind of obvious about it. And he's like, oh, this girl's sexually active. I want to fucking bang her. Mm-hmm. So,
How old
every
was
day.
He?
He was 17.
And you were 14. Okay.
I was 14, yeah.
Young love.
So every day he tried to take me on a walk, and I always got so nervous. And finally, on maybe, I guess, the third day that I was there, he finally got me to go with him. So he takes me on a walk, like on this hike, and up to this watchtower. So we're up in the watchtower. We can see, like, all of the camp, and he starts fingering me through my bathing suit. And I can only imagine what's going through his mind at the time, because obviously at 14, you don't groom. So
I'm sure he didn't care you were 14.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
How much hair could you have had down there at 14 anyway?
Oh, trust me, there was. I started fucking getting hair when I was 8 years old.
Oh, wow, yeah. She was an early bloomer, John.
Yeah, no, definitely an early bloomer. So he's doing that, and all of a sudden, he just takes my head, and he shoves it down on his cock. Like, he takes his shorts off, and he shoves my head down, and, you know, I'm going down on him. It lasts for maybe 5 minutes, and then he comes in my mouth, and my first reaction is to swallow.
Really? Wow.
So he follows come, and he just looks at me. He's like, oh, my God, that was the best blowjob of my life. And in my head, I'm thinking, oh, thank God for beginner's luck.
Your instincts were good, I guess, you know, in the, with the swallow thing going on, yeah.
Apparently, I watched enough porn by that age.
Oh, that's how you knew how to, and that's how you knew what to do?
No, actually, I had no idea.
So you just,
I've never seen a penis before in my life.
Really? So you just were a natural?
I was a natural, yep.
When was the first time you had sex? The next day?
It wasn't that much longer, no. Well, I'd actually lied to all my friends about the first time I had sex. Because, and if you're listening, guys, I apologize. But, no.
Breaking news here.
Hmm?
We have a little breaking news here.
It was, she said, yes, guys. Exactly.
No, I was. I went to Mexico when I was 13 with a friend of mine. Like, we went with her parents, and while we were away, like, all the staff there, they all hit on me, whatever, and I kissed one of them. But when I got back, I was like, "Oh, a kiss equals sex." So I told everybody that I'd lost my virginity. So of course, all the guys in grade 8 are trying to get in my pants.
Oh, no.
So I felt the pressure. So in grade 9, I was like, fuck, I need to lose my virginity. Like, everybody thinks I'm already, you know, I've already lost it, and I want to know what to do. So with my first boyfriend in grade 9, we ended up doing it, but he was large. Like, he was a good 8 inches, and he was wide, and it hurt. And I was totally turned off the whole experience, where I was like, oh,
really?
My God.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, I never want to have sex again.
Shit.
I didn't until I was about 16.
Until they sent you to bed to Catholic camp, and then you went and
this was Catholic camp.
No, this is in school.
No, the next summer, I kissed my first girl.
Really? At church camp?
No, everything happened at church
if
camp.
If our parents only knew what was going on there, oh, my God.
Chris, so you're not putting my name on here.
So the first year you give your first blowjob. The second year you go back. The second summer you go back. You have your first lesbian experience.
Hold on, let's not brush over this. What happened?
I'm far from brushing over it. I'm just getting the chronology down for those firemen listening.
I don't know. We were just sitting in a circle, and we might have had a little bit to drink, and we might have smoked our first joint
at church camp.
We're just sitting there, and all of a sudden,
was church lady there?
It just happened.
Who was supervising you guys here at church camp?
Huh?
Who was supervising you guys at church camp?
Dana Carvey, church
lady.
I'm
kind of reverend. I don't know. I honestly don't remember.
You guys have dope. You got sex.
The priests were busy with
alcohol.
The priests were busy with the little boys. They
probably
could give a shit about the women.
Yeah, that's true. It was like black men running the camp.
I think that's just you Catholic brought religion. No, I'm Anglican.
All right. How did this whole girl thing go down?
Yeah, how many girls were there? Give us set up the scene. What happened?
Oh, fuck. I wish I could remember. There was a few girls in the circle, but I only kissed one.
Was there like a campfire going?
What did you kiss him for?
Let's get the mood here. Where were we? Set up the...
We were sitting outside just one of the lodges. There was maybe like 7 to 10 of us in a circle. And
all girls?
No, there was boys and girls.
Oh, boys, was there like a campfire?
I don't know. I can't remember. Room? Like, we might have been playing truth or dare, or it. I honestly can't remember how it started. But Brooke and I kissed, and Like, you know, it was a French kiss. I was like, oh my God, I just kissed a girl.
What did the other guys around there say when you did that?
Oh, it's going back so many years, I don't remember.
I'm sure none of them said, oh no, stop. You can't do that.
I'm sure they were turned on. They must have been all over you after that.
I don't remember. For me, I just remember, oh my God, I kissed a girl. So that was my first quasi-lesbian experience.
But that was only a kiss.
Yeah, no, it's only a kiss. I kissed many girls after that, and that's all that I had done up until I was about 24.
And then what happened?
When I was 24? This is a really big story. Are you sure you can listen to it?
Give us the condensed version. Hit the highlights.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just say that I used to live beside this couple that was in lifestyle. Like, they were swingers. And they approached me, like, one Wednesday night, like, just in the middle of the night, and they're like, they knocked my door at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they're like, hey, Lynn, wanna come party with us? And I was like, it says 3 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday, where the fuck are you going to party right now? And they're like, no, you know, come over, party with us, you can, you know, watch us have sex or join in, whatever. We got a pill for you. We got some alcohol, whatever. I'm like, oh, can I take a rain check? And so after that, like, they kept inviting me over. I got to know them. I saw pictures from the parties they'd been to, but I just wasn't sure how secure their relationship was, or it was just all new to me. So I was just like, I wasn't sure. So anyway, they ended up moving out and they bought a house. So they invited me to the housewarming party. So I went to the housewarming party, and as soon as I got there, like, you could tell from the vibe that something was going to happen. Like, we're all flirty. And anyways, at the end of the night, everybody leaves and I stay. So we start off in the sauna. They had like a sauna downstairs and a bar and everything. So we start out there, and we sit in a circle and we're all exchanging stories.
The three
of sex. Yeah, the three of us have sexual experiences and whatever. And
you have clothes on.
What's that?
Do you have clothes on?
No, we're naked at this point.
Very good. Important detail she left out.
You gotta watch. Anyone in the sauna, I just assumed you wouldn't know. Hey, we're naked, but yeah. So the three of us are sitting in there, and then you know, the progression starts where I start to make out with her, and then I start to go down on her. It's the first time I've ever done that.
Really? Were you uncomfortable, or was it natural?
Well, to be honest, I was high.
So there were pills involved.
So it felt natural, but obviously not. It was my first time.
So you were on X.
So, yes.
Okay.
So yeah, I went down to her, and then it started to get really hot in there. So we moved.
Yeah, I was going to say that's probably not the best place to be when you're like on ecstasy, you know, to be in a sauna.
No, you know, we're already sweating out the toxins before they hit him.
I would say
being proactive.
I would be like maybe in the refrigerator section of my house, maybe not the sauna. That would be like the last place I want to go.
No, so we move into the basement. So all of a sudden it turns into this big porno. They blindfold me. They tie me up. They put the video camera on the tripod. They start dripping candle wax like all down my chest and my stomach.
They went all out. No holds barred for you.
No, not at all. So he starts fucking me while I'm tied up and blindfolded, and then they take their turns on me. Then they fuck, and then we take a little bit of a break, put the music on, start dancing. Like, we videotaped the whole thing, so it went on for a good 8 hours.
8 hours?
Wow. 8 hours. Well, we were high.
That's true. You never want to stop.
We did it till like 11 o'clock the next morning.
Ooh,
where we're just like, I'm just like, all right, I need to go home.
Yeah, who's got the tape?
They have it.
Still.
I've never seen it because they just said it was just too funny to watch because we are fucked.
I'd like to see that tape. That would probably be a pretty cool tape.
I kind of wanted to see it. You know, this is my first time, but...
You can
Post it in our over 18 section.
We took breaks. We go back at it.
It's a long tape. It probably requires some editing.
We can edit it. We can post it in our over 18 section.
Well, you know, I'm still friends with both of them, so I'm sure that I could.
Are they still part of your little crew there that you hang out with?
No. They broke up a long time ago. They're viciously not. Like, they don't get along at all.
I wonder why they broke up. Let me ask you
a question about that.
Does the swinger lifestyle ruin relationships? I mean, is it tough to, like, as a guy to be with two different women? Is there jealousy that comes into play? You know, give us, like, the dynamics of this whole situation.
You know, I think it all depends. Like, it really all depends. Every couple has their own set of rules. Which is why I love being a single, because it makes it so much easier.
Right, well, you don't have to worry about the other guy that you're with, yeah.
No, like, most couples are looking for single girls anyway. Mm-hmm. It's much easier than finding another couple. Because, like I said before, the guys are usually ugly, so it's hard to find. Like, it's hard for a couple to agree on another couple, but...
If you were dating a guy, though, you liked, okay, that you were attracted to, that you had some kind of a connection to, you had good sex with them, would you want to share him with, like, another woman, or you wouldn't care?
Well, that's the thing. Like, the guy that I was with, mm-hmm. we met in that situation where we were at the swingers club. That was his first time ever there. Mm-hmm. My friends had found him at a regular club, and they're just like, "Oh, you know, we need to show you the swingers club because they really like this guy." And right. Then him and I ended up hitting it off, mm-hmm. and we just ended up like getting into the lifestyle right from the get-go.
Right.
So. But of course, when we were at parties, no, I didn't want to share him with anyone because I was, like, completely content with him.
Right.
But I wasn't jealous if he did want to be with someone else. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, though... Sorry, go ahead.
Did he have a problem if you were with another guy?
No. Like, that's the thing I loved about him was that he was so secure and non-possessive. Like, he's just like, do what you want, whatever makes you happy. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I loved him for that, which mm-hmm. made me not want to be with anybody else.
Really?
Because I had the freedom.
Right.
So rarely did we, like, I think there was, in our whole relationship, there was really only one other couple that we played with together, mm-hmm. and we didn't even fuck them.
Really? So is that the trick to having a successful relationship? Tell your girl if you want to go be with other guys, it's fine with you, and then they'll be so in love with you that you're giving them that much freedom that they won't?
It's a possibility. No. I can't speak for everyone.
The other possibility is that they go bang everyone in town.
No, what you're saying, what you're basically saying is that the girl wants to choose.
Yeah, like he, when like whenever we went to the club, I pretty much had my scum. Like we'd walk in there, and like my big thing is kissing. All I want to do is kiss, so I would just make out with everybody, but I really wouldn't do anything else. Yeah.
Now, would you guys do drugs when you went to these clubs, or were you straight?
No, we were pretty much straight. Like, I used drugs when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And just ecstasy, really.
Right.
Like, I've been in the lifestyle the last 4 or 5 years and really haven't done drugs. Like, there's definitely people that do them.
You don't drink or smoke pot or anything like that?
No, like, smoking pot does make me horny, but I've got asthma, so it hurts my lungs.
It's supposed to help asthma.
For me.
Huh? I don't think anything that you smoke, John, is going to help asthma.
Weed smokes it helps asthma.
I think you just
listen to a Bob Marley album, man.
I don't know.
So, okay, no, now we're not. It's not worth it for me. Because, I mean, it just gives you the munchies and it makes me antisocial, though.
So you're 100% straight when you go to these places, huh?
Oh, I drank. No.
Okay, I'm just asking.
All right. Now, as your co-host, Dave, I have to reel us in because our listeners are going to kill us because they know we sent her at the break to go get some toys, and now she's sort of segued in like 17 different tangents and gotten away from the fact that she indeed has these four things with her, and we would be doing our listeners a disservice if we abandoned the issue. So we have to revisit this.
Are you using these toys right now while you're talking to us, or no?
Oh, I've gone off for 6 times. I've been talking.
What? Hey, we didn't hear a thing. You get off, you don't even make noise?
No.
We got to send her some party favors.
Yeah. Okay, they've had a restraining order from me. They are on the other side of the couch, and I've turned a blind eye to them.
Who's they?
The toys.
You said you don't fake, so you have to tell the truth, too.
No, I don't fake. I've never faked.
You've gotten off six times since you've been talking
to her. She's kidding.
No,
she's
kidding. I was totally kidding.
She's kidding. I would hope
so. We're distracting her. She's like, she can't concentrate. Well,
listen, I'm trying to like avoid 1,300 emails tomorrow about what happened with the toys.
Let's ask her about one of our other guests that we had on the show.
Yes.
She's done some playing with. You brought it up a little earlier. All Natural KO, Courtney. Courtney Olson. I think you had, I see some pictures here that you had sent me where you guys were doing some lesbian-esque activities here, making out with each other and feeling each other up.
I thought one of them lost the contact.
Is that what that was? How did that whole photo shoot come about? And were you expecting it to go that far when you did it?
No, it's kind of weird how we met, actually. Let's go back to December of last year. I flew down to LA to do my first session ever with this guy down there. And I guess he wanted to do a session with her too. So he used me as a reference to her. So she emailed me at that time saying, "Is that guy cool?" And I was like, "Yeah, you know, he was an absolute sweetheart, gentleman, whatever." And
Wait, hold on. I got to stop you here because I don't want to interrupt you, but you mentioned the word session. So is this something you do? You'd fly around the country and do sessions?
No, I haven't done a lot of them, to be honest. But at that time, I was just like, you know, I've always wanted to go to California. This guy's going to pay for my flight. You know, it's just a chance to go. And he paid me a fair amount of money to do it.
And what did you have to do with him in this session?
In the session? Well, this is only for that session. I can't say that any other session I've done this has happened.
Right.
But he basically, it was just a lot of muscle worship where, you know, he felt my muscles, I posed for him, and then he jerked off. But he told me to turn my back, so I turned my back while he jerked off.
Oh, did he jerk off on your tattoo back there? Did he hit the bullseye?
Clearly he spoke Chinese, so he knew it meant squirt here.
So did he squirt there?
No. he had a good box of Kleenex with him.
That must have been kind of boring.
So that was day one, but he wanted two sessions with me because I stayed there for a weekend.
That's cool.
So day two, his second thing was he wanted to have a shower with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I got in the shower with him, and same thing, I had to turn my back to him while he did his thing, and that was that. But I mean, you know, he was a complete gentleman, and he didn't try anything with me, so I gave him a good reference to her, and that's how we started talking.
He didn't ask you to put a diaper on him, did he?
No.
Wasn't who he thinking this time.
You had no reservations about keeping your back turned to him, and when he was doing God knows what.
Well, she knew what he was doing.
All I had to keep in my mind was flinty. Don't drop the soap.
Yeah, but I mean,
and it was all good.
Right. These guys are John. Most of these guys are so harmless. They're afraid of their shadow. These
No,
guys.
No. I got to know him first before I went down. But no, he's completely harmless. So, you know, I gave him a good reference. But the whole point is that's how I met her. Like, she emailed me and she's like, "Is this guy cool?" And so we started chatting and started flirting because we sent each other pictures and whatnot. So this is going on for probably about 8 months before we actually met. And we finally met in Vegas in, I guess, July it was, for the USAs.
Right.
And I initially bumped into her at Bellagio. Like, I hadn't even planned to meet up with her. We were just going out there for dinner. And all of a sudden, I see this really hot chick in the lobby, and I'm looking at her. I'm like, where do I know her from? I'm like, oh my God, that's KO. So I run over to her and I give her the biggest hug, and she's looking at me like, who the fuck are you? Do I know you? Like, are you from high school? Or? And I'm like, it's Muscle Tees. And she's like, oh. So, you know, we're like hugging in the middle of the lobby at Bellagio, and her mom's with her. And so that was our first meeting. And then a couple days later, I guess that was on a Wednesday, so we had our shoot together on the Friday. She comes over to Muscle Mansion. Like, she's just there to shoot with Trey, maybe Mike. I can't remember who else she was shooting with. And I'm shooting with Lindsay Cope at the time. And then they kind of dragged me out of the shoot, and they're like, "Lindsay, you need to shoot with Courtney." And I was like, oh, okay. All right, twist my rubber fucking arm.
Now, what's this whole muscle mansion thing? I kind of saw it briefly online. I'm not really too familiar with that. Does someone own a house that they do photo shoots
in? Each year, like every time, at the USA's and the Olympias, they rent a house. So all the photographers get together and they kind of rent a house, and that's where all the models come to do their shoots throughout the week. Mm-hmm. So they label it Muscle Mansion, but I was one of the lucky ones that actually got to stay there. So,
what kind of accommodations are there? Is it like, what is it, like a fraternity house, like type of situation?
No, it's honestly a mansion. It's a beautiful house with, like 5-6 bedrooms, and it's just huge, and it's a nice pool in the backyard.
And it's a bunch of hot girls and all these like weird photographers?
Well, no, it's all photographers. Plus Cindy.
No, I'm saying it's all these hot girls walking around with a bunch of strange photographers.
Yeah, the models come in, there's one every hour, and they come in, they get their makeup done, they do their shoot, and they leave, and then another one comes in. So yeah, it's like
maybe we're in the wrong business, John. Maybe we should open up a muscle mansion.
She sounds a lot like KO. You guys could they do.
I was telling Dave before that KO is my lesbian soulmate.
As evinced by these photos.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. You shot with KO, and what went on? Did you do anything after the shoot was over? Did it go any further?
Well, no.
Be honest.
Okay, I need to talk about this because her fiance thinks that something beyond what happened actually happened. So
he's jealous.
Now I need to clarify.
He's jealous that you two have some soulmate thing.
Yes, he's absolutely jealous, and I'm not even allowed to go down there and visit her because he's so jealous.
Really?
And I'm kind of infuriated by that.
Man, as a fellow lesbian soulmate, I've told women that too.
Man, I wish if I had a girlfriend, she'd be into like inviting other girls down. Don't you think, John?
I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body for sure.
Yeah. Oh, aren't you all?
I can understand. I can understand how this poor guy feels. I mean, he must feel very, very threatened and intimidated
by what?
By what?
But
look at that picture on your screen.
And then that actually happened.
Okay, let's clear that up. What exactly? Let's get it out there. What exactly happened that he should have?
What exactly happened? Well,
Let me preface this by asking you this question: would this man have anything to worry about?
No, absolutely not with what had happened. However, what I want to do to her, maybe. But
yeah, but you said you're really into guys, though. So like you would never run away with her.
Into guys? No. I'll get this straight. I love men. I fucking love cock. Like there's no tomorrow. But where women are concerned, she's the first woman that I've met that I've wanted to be with without any men present. Like that's been my thing.
Really?
I always considered myself to be hetero flexible,
right.
Which means that I'm straight, but will play with a girl as long as there is a guy present.
Right.
But with Courtney, our KO, she's been the first girl that I've met where I'm like, holy fuck, she's fucking hot, she's turning me on, and absolutely I don't need a cock around me right now.
Well, that's why the guy is obviously feeling intimidated.
That answers that question. He does have something to worry about.
I'm saying that nothing happened beyond like a little bit of making out.
Right.
We might have stuck in each other's tits, and that was about it.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that.
But if you guys, but
left your own
left
devices,
in a suite in a hotel in the in the Bellagio, this dude has he's getting locked out, and he has a lot to worry about.
Yeah, but she won't give up the cock, John. So I don't think
so. A guy like this guy could possibly be one of the luckiest men in the entire world if he played his hand right.
Right,
because he hasn't though. Like it's the American dream to have two women.
Yeah. Especially,
and he's not into that. He sees me as a threat.
Yeah, personally, I don't. I can't imagine handling two women at the same time, because it's got to be like there's so much jealous. Women get so jealous, but if they like each other,
not every woman.
No, I'm saying, well, if they do, if you can get that situation,
if the girls like each other, you got to. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
What you need to do is you got to call this dude up and you got to say, look, let's go have a beer.
And he won't even talk to me. I mentioned that.
Remember, she was telling us about that. He's really jealous about the whole women thing.
Yeah, so you couldn't like get to him on your own and like have a conversation with him, like. You know.
I tried. I've spoken to her so many times after the fact and said, let me talk to him. Let me set him straight. And she just won't have it. Like, he's just so stubborn that, like, I don't get it. I really don't get it. But all I know is I'm not welcome to her.
This is what I figured out. I figured you out, Muscle Tease. I figured this is what we got to do. If I get you down here, what I got to do is I got to tell you, look, you got to find a real hot girl to bring her home. I got to tell you, you can have sex with anyone you want. I don't care, even though I do. But I'm going to say that to you, because then you're not going to want to have sex with any other guys. And and I'm going to wear a fireman's outfit all day long, and then I should be fucking fine.
Fucking fine is right.
Oh, you'll be fucking fine. There'll certainly be some fucking going on.
I own a nutrition company. I have plenty of protein powder and all that stuff to take.
I know. I have samples of protein powder. I love it.
Oh, really?
Plenty of protein without touching the pizza.
I love the white peanut butter protein powder.
Vanilla peanut butter. You like that, huh?
The white chocolate, yes. Yeah, that's really my favorite.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Vanilla peanut butter is the optional vanilla peanut butter flavors when Dave puts peanut butter on his cock.
I was just going to say that.
That's vanilla peanut butter right there.
Right. So, and you get her a gym membership, and the girl's good to go, man.
Dave, you have all these extra bedrooms down here. You know what? If I were you,
I would slightly
change your outfit.
You could have your own muscle mansion down there.
You know what? He's missing the boat. I got to tell you. You got to change your outfit a little bit. You need to wear like the smoking jacket or the pajamas,
like that.
You got to wear smart smoking a pipe. All right, and get Blecky the hell out of there.
Blecky's a snake.
Make two theme rooms down there, and you could have two girls stay in here like for a weekend every month.
Muscle Mansion,
and you know this could be Muscle Mansion.
No, but I think we're going to call it Muscle Mission, because the whole church thing seems to get these girls excited, John.
Yeah, it's true.
There's a lot more sex whenever it's. The church.
We'll put a big, you know, steeple on your roof with a cross.
Okay. Maybe you guys have done so much talking that I've had to start playing without you.
Really? All right. Tell us. Give us a walkthrough. Well, this will be the finale of the show because we're running out of time. Give us a walkthrough of how you would, you know, masturbate and get off. You know, give us like as you're doing it. Talk. We're not going to say a word. Just you give us like the.
We could end the show with you coming.
Yeah, you just walk us through it.
Great radio.
Well, like, you just
want to
know how I normally masturbate?
I want you to tell us step by step what you're doing to yourself right now until you get off, and I want to hear the whole process. Right,
we're shutting up.
Yeah. I'm not saying another word.
Well,
just make believe we're not here.
I was going to say there's a difference, because normally when I get myself off, I get myself off in less than 2 minutes.
Well, that's perfect.
That's perfect.
Because
we only have 2 minutes left. That's perfect.
Just make believe we're not here.
Because normally it's like before bed, and I just get out, you know, some kind of vibrator and rub it on my clit and maybe add some lube and bada bing, bada bang, I'm done. But I'm usually on my stomach, and I usually have the vibrator like right on my clit or from behind. So I'm like squeezing it between my thighs, and it, the head of it's still on my clit. And yeah, I just rub against there, and you're shutting up right now. That's great. Are you laughing? I think I heard a laugh. No, you're being silent.
We're being very silent. Continue.
It was one of the dog's toys got trapped in the door. Just keep going.
I don't know if I can do this. There's so much pressure right now, and I told you I've never faked before.
There's no pressure.
Think of Dave in his pajamas.
My fireman's outfit.
His fireman's outfit. those big sinewy arms.
Topless still, right?
Yeah, of course.
There you go.
Are you going to put my fire out, Dave?
I'm going to put your fire out.
Yeah?
If I were you, I'd be starting it. I wouldn't be putting it out.
Well, my loins are burning. You better put it out.
Wow.
I hear vibrating.
Yeah, I hear a lot of
vibrations.
You
vibration. Hear that? Mm. Here, hold on. Let me put that.
Maybe we should make a little vibration sound into the phone.
I think
like,
she can do it.
It's on call right now. Hold on.
Let's hear it.
Hold on. I mean, actually, my first vibrator ever at the moment.
Old Faithful, huh?
Sounds like a heavy-duty model.
It is, how old am I? 28. I got this when I was 21, so it's 7 years old.
Man, you keep stuff in good shape, huh?
Yeah, well, you know what? I was with a Filipino guy at the time, and he was...
you didn't date Manny Pacquiao or anything like that.
A little Filipino guy.
Enough said, but he would not let... Like, I was already with him for about 2 or 3 years before he let me buy a vibrator, so this is my first one. Because he felt so inferior to it.
I don't blame him, you know, like Filipinos.
Because he thought I was going to leave him for it. But he wouldn't let me get a big one.
Can we get back to the moaning and before?
Sure, yeah.
She needs a very
I have ADD.
She needs a very secure manager. Yeah. She does a lot of things that, you know, require secure.
Just go back to before you heard the chew toy.
The batteries die. No, I'm just kidding.
It's 7 years the thing went, it lasted and died on our show tonight.
Oh, no, the batteries have been changed since then, but all right. Let me get back on my stomach.
Get back in your stomach.
Yeah. And I'm fresh out of lube. I left that upstairs.
And what's with the lube? What's the whole lube thing about?
It just accelerates the process.
You like the why? Because so you like the slippery action?
Yeah, it's easier like having a little bit of slipperiness on your clit while you're rubbing it with the gel. Like I like to have a little bit of pressure and the vibration. It's just a very nice combination.
Now, can you get off without the vibrator? I've heard that, you know, when
not with you talking, no.
No, the talking helps.
She likes
the
I think she actually likes it.
Okay.
I think she likes the talk, actually.
I'll let you two.
I think she was having a problem before when we weren't saying anything. It was too much pressure.
It sounded like perfect until I stepped on that freaking Bella's toy.
You ruined it, John.
No, you know, my mood's always different. Like, sometimes I put Doc Johnson inside me. So he'll be inside me, but I'll have a vibrator on my clit while I'm fucking him.
Right.
So yeah, it definitely all depends on the mood.
I might feel like you were sitting on a guy's lap and he was like inside of you, and then you put the vibrator right in your clit. Is that like a...
Oh yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Is that a good way to get off?
That would suck.
That would work for you?
That would definitely work.
How deep inside?
I think that worked for me last week, actually.
How deep inside you would the guy have to be?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
No.
You know, he could be a small guy and be inside me. As long as I had some kind of pressure on my clit, we'd be fine.
Right. So it doesn't, the size doesn't matter?
What it doesn't matter if there's a vibrator on my clit.
She could be eating She could be eating Chinese food. Right, it doesn't matter as long as the vibrator's on.
Oh, but I know you guys are waiting for an orgasm.
We're not waiting for anything. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Well, as I've always said, good things come to those who wait.
That's true. We could wait all night, actually, at this point, you know, because we're kind of enjoying the whole process here.
Good, because I, you know, there's a pole down here, and I'm about to stick Mr. Doc Johnson to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Too bad we didn't have like a little camera on her, John, right now. That would be even better.
No, it's better this way.
I mean, I could go live on her biceps camera.
That's true. It would cost us $50, probably. But it might be worth it.
I'm not saying it's cheap, but it might be worth it. Well worth it.
What's your name on the webcam thing if people want to like sign up and do your webcam?
Muscle Tees.
I think you're going to get a lot of business after this show airs. Oh, boy.
I was on it earlier, and I told some of them that I was going on it tonight. Because I was actually right up until the point that I called, I was on. I'm like, guys, I got to go. I think I'm going on RX Muscle with Dave Palumbo. So I'll go on after, too.
Yeah.
Well, and you'll have to finish what you started here, because...
Yeah, absolutely, because I'm bent over right now with Doc Johnson inside me.
Really? What's the most erotic thing someone's asked you to do?
You just passed over that statement. Go ahead, say that again. What are you doing? You're not paying attention.
I'm paying very much attention.
What did you just say?
Distract her.
I just said there's a pole in the middle of the room, which I stuck Doc Johnson to. I'm bent over. He's inside me. Uh-huh. And I'm about to put my vibrator on my clit. If I do that. But he's not actually being very cooperative because he just fell off.
I think you have moisten it with your lips there, the suction cup.
Yeah. I'm going to have to moisten my pussy too. Mm. I guess I'm flexible enough that I could.
You look like you might be flexible enough.
Very flexible. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for putting me in gymnastics.
You have gymnastic abilities?
Well,
what's the most, like, can you put your legs behind your head or anything like that?
Oh, fuck, that's the easiest.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
It's funny, I actually do it in the gym every day, and always causes some kind of scene.
I can imagine.
I use a Smith machine for stretching, so, you know, I always go on there, I put the bar up, you know, at moderate height, put my leg up on it, and I just keep putting it up to the highest notch it will go on.
And she wears shorts.
So that my ankle's behind my head.
Wow. That's pretty hard.
And there's always a mirror in front of me, so I always pretend not to look, but I can always see people, like, looking at me.
Do you wear shorts when you do that, or do you wear, like, pants?
No. Well, I'm usually wearing Lululemon pants, which I know the States have just gotten Lululemon, but I'm not sure if you're familiar with what they are.
Not really.
But they're like, it's like a yoga company.
Okay.
And they're fairly tight-fitting, like, figure-flattering pants. So, but I always roll them up to my knee, so my calves are always showing. Mm. And
John does the same thing. He's got good calves.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, you're definitely going to have to show me some pictures.
Yeah. It's best body part.
But yeah, so, I mean, my calves are pretty good, so they're usually
good
showing
calves.
In a gym.
You get good calves.
Yeah.
So
do you wear underwear?
Sometimes, but mostly like just a G-string or thong when I'm working out.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah, that's good.
I hate
underwear lines. I think they're disgusting.
Mm-hmm. You'll get no argument from us.
For some reason, I find that those little string little panties are a turn on. They're more of a turn on actually than girls that don't wear anything.
Oh yeah, and I don't like commando.
Yeah, I like a little bit of, like, you know.
I'm commando right now. I hope that's okay.
Well, you're completely naked now, which is absolutely okay.
But no. When I work out, I usually wear a thong.
Good for you. Good.
Just because I don't like the underwear lines.
Right.
But around the house, now that I live with people, I wear, like, booty shorts.
That's cute.
That's so good. How many people do you live with?
I live with a couple right now.
She's a couple.
You're coupled.
Uh-huh. Now are you sexually active with this couple?
I haven't been since I've moved in, but I have definitely been in the past.
That's weird. You here you are having sex with them, and then you move in with them. You think you're going to get more sex.
No. Well, the thing is, they just came home. Like, they were actually in Hedo in Jamaica. So I was house sitting for them for a week, and they just came home a couple days ago.
Okay.
They've only been home for 15 minutes. Give her a chance.
Yeah, I know. They've only been home for a couple days now. And as soon as they got home, like, we went to another friend's house. We had a dinner party. We came home. They were tired. They've been up for 7 days straight, haven't slept. So, I expect in the next week or so we'll definitely be going at it.
Well, John, I'm having John string up a few traffic lights in my house, so if you want to come visit us, you know, as you're walking from room to room, you know, I know the whole traffic light thing is an aphrodisiac for you, it seems.
No, I told you, that was just a phase I went through.
Well, maybe it'll reinitiate it.
Well, the bunker gear he's got here is for real. It's a real deal.
Oh, yeah, no. Bunker gear, like, I don't know what it does to me, but it just, oh, my God.
It's that heavy, thick, rubber-coated canvas fire-retardant, you know, neoprene
thing
stuff.
Going on.
You know, yeah.
I can't even explain it.
It's the suspenders, too, I think, that probably help you.
Definitely,
yeah.
Suspenders over your hot chest.
Now, Dave happens to have that whole second bedroom converted into, like, a quasi fire department. You know, it's got a pole, it's got bunk beds, it's got a fireman pole. You can slide down it.
Who's other poles in there?
We'll lube it up for you too.
He's got all the poles you want. You need.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think I recall you saying you've got at least 10-inch pole, right?
That's if you know if we have to
His doctor will cut it down to any size you want.
I'm sure I could accommodate that.
Dave, you got your hands full here.
I told you.
Actually, she's got her hands.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
My hands, my mouth, my pussy, whatever. Helpful.
I didn't think I'd say this, John, but Muscle T's might have outdone Rhonda Lee.
Yeah, this
segment might just have,
And Muscle T's is not even here. Rhonda Lee was here.
She was in studio. Can you imagine if we get Muscle T's in studio?
I'll be taking that night off.
And, oh, man. If that was there right now, you guys all at space. Watch out.
We'd have to.
You're lucky there's so much distance separated.
And what would you do if you were here, Miss Thing?
She's a Muscle T's. Don't forget T's.
Right, so that's exactly what I'm saying. She's teasing.
Well, you guys should start off with some lap dances, I think.
Really?
And definitely would be naked. It would be a clothing optional policy.
Wow.
Enforced. I don't think I would be doing a lot of talking because I definitely have my mouth full.
Wow. Really?
Uh-huh. So I really don't know how much of a radio show it would be.
I think John and I might get off before you do tonight. I don't John, turn you back.
Hell no.
Well, in between talking, I've had Doc Johnson in my mouth.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
And how do you taste? Do you taste good?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, I'm very sweet.
Really?
I've had no complaints.
You have good hygiene down there?
Uh-huh. Oh, absolutely.
Wow, yeah, that's important. We talked about that on the West Show.
No bird's nests.
No, not even that, but do you take baths and clean out and all that stuff?
Oh, I'm so religious with cleaning.
Really? That's a turn on, definitely.
Yeah. Clean is good.
Shaving, cleaning,
That's vital. It's a deal breaker any other way. It's a deal breaker if you don't clean down there, that's for sure.
Obviously it was cleaning, but even with hair, I won't go down on a girl if she's got hair.
Really?
That's nasty.
Yeah.
Imagine,
be bald.
Imagine what would you do if you lived in the 70s?
Oof.
I don't like
it. Isn't that weird, though, how no one shaved back in the 70s?
Not only that, they weren't even paying attention to being clean. I mean,
they were on so many drugs.
So many
back
girls,
then.
They smelled like a coffee can. Terrible. Yeah.
I don't know how it worked back then. I really don't.
I think they were so stoned, they didn't know what was going on.
There was a lot of.
Yeah, I guess you could use that as an excuse.
I was upstate New York in the 70s, like near Woodstock and all that. All those hippie girls up there
didn't shave their armpits,
their legs.
Oh,
they were like, but man, they were horny 24/7. Those girls.
You know what it is?
Yeah, but I'm horny 24/7 now, and I shave.
But you know what it is? It's the whole bodybuilding thing. Bodybuilders shave everything.
Everything.
What guy in the 70s shaved his arms and legs?
None. Come on, zero.
Yeah, I know it's true. I do shave everything.
I mean, so do I. So bodybuilders shave everything too. So there's very little friction going on. That's for sure.
Yeah, but I will share a funny experience with you with the first time that I shaved down there.
Okay.
I was actually 18 years old, and I was out at a nightclub, and my girlfriend and I picked up these guys, and we went back to one of their apartments, and, we're all sharing a bed, we're all fucking on the bed, and then my guy takes me into the shower, and he's like, can I shave that? Because at the time, I didn't do, any grooming whatsoever.
Were you 12 at that point?
No, I was 18.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't know at that point that you were supposed to. So to me, it was a very foreign concept.
Yes.
When he asked me, can I shave that? I'm like, yeah, that's kind of weird, but okay.
Right.
So we're in the shower together, and he's shaving my pussy, and then as soon as we get out of the shower, we fuck, and I'm like, oh my god, I feel so much better. And I bumped into him a few years later, and I was like, I have to thank you. he's like, why? And because I was like, ever since you shaved my twat, I was like, I've had the best sex of my life.
That's a good compliment, then.
And then we hooked up again that night.
Okay. You'll never forget him
one at that point. I mean, come on, man.
Definitely.
You'll never forget him as long as
that's
you live.
True.
I will never forget him.
I'll never forget this show as long
I'll
as
never forget the church camp again. And I'll never send my kids there. But I would never send them there anyway if I ever had any.
Only if you're Anglican. What is your religion, if I might ask?
I'm really a non-practicing. I'm kind of like a spiritualist, I guess you could say. But I'm ethnically...
We're ethnically Catholic.
No, Catholic and Jewish. I got both going on. I got the half and half thing. So I don't know. I'm kind of confused. But I'm spiritually open.
I haven't been religious since that experience. Like, I guess I haven't gone to church since I was 14.
I can wonder why.
I've gone.
we ever molested by any nuns or anything like that?
Have I been molested by nuns? No. Oh. But when I remember when I was in grade four, I remember telling my babysitter that I was like I want to be a nun when I grow up.
Really?
she's like, why? I'm like, I hate boys. She's like, no, you'll change your mind. I was I hate boys. Oh, I was even a nun for Halloween that year.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you still have the costume?
No, it was rented.
It could come in handy.
I'm sure if I put it on now, it would burst into flames.
Probably, yeah. You're going to, if there is a hell, and the Catholics are right, we're all going to hell. So
yeah.
I wouldn't worry about it, though. But, hey, you know, Muscle Tees, I got to tell you, this was a great show, and I really want to thank you for being so honest, open, candid, and sexually, free with us. Yeah. And I think the listeners are going to really like this show. And I think we're going to do a follow-up with you because we got to get you in studio.
We need to get her and KO on at the same
time. I don't think KO's boyfriend will ever allow that.
No, so.
I want to get him in studio together.
Yeah, well, that would be nice, but and I'm sure both of them would love us for it. But we could do it on the phone. We have two lines in.
Yeah, and then they just won't talk to us. They'll be talking to each other,
and we can be quiet and let whatever happens.
We need him in studio. That's
why. No, I'm going to California soon. I will be very close to her.
When are you going? When are you going?
When? Within the next few weeks. However,
are you going? Are you going to the LA Fit Expo out there on the 22nd?
You know what? I didn't even know about that.
You should, because I'll be out there. I could film. I have cameras and interviews and stuff like that. And
on the 23rd of January or February?
January.
Yeah, there's a big fireman convention he's going to.
Definitely. That's all the bait I need. No, the whole game plan, like, the reason I moved was because I was planning on spending most of the winter out in California. Uh-huh. Just kind of traveling from place to place.
Gotcha.
That kind of, some of it fell through because, you know, one of the reasons I'm not allowed to stay with KO anymore because her boyfriend's not okay with that.
Right.
But no, there's other people that I'm going to be staying with and I'm planning on going at the beginning of February. But, you know, January 23rd sounds good too.
Yeah, you'll have to let us know.
It's cold here right now.
Yeah. Isn't KO in Hawaii? I thought she was in Hawaii.
No, she's in Hawaii a while ago.
Yeah, she was visiting there, Josh.
So she's back in LA.
No, she is in, in Santa Rosa right now.
Northern California.
She's going to LA soon. She's going there and she's going to be in Orange County in the next couple of weeks.
And where are you going
to
be?
We got to get her out to the Fit Expo, so when I'm out there, I can interview her.
You need to get both of them.
She is going to be out there. She's doing sessions out there.
So she's allowed to do sessions, but she can't see you.
I don't get it. I really don't get it.
He's not worried.
I need to have a heart-to-heart with this guy.
The guy isn't afraid of letting her be with other guys. He's afraid of letting her be with you know,
that's
Muscle Tees. That's right.
I'm
well,
kidding.
You'll keep us updated on what you're doing, and like I said, we'll be in touch. We're going to do a little. We're going to do a little interview with her for the site. I think Lee Penman's going to be contacting her. So we have some hot pictures that we're going to put up there too, so all our listeners get to see what you look like. But thank you for calling in and keep us updated. And you'll have to, maybe you'll post on the board and let us know how that orgasm went when we hang up with you.
Oh, don't you worry. I'll be getting off in about 2.3 seconds.
And I'm going to post up a picture of Dave in his bunker gear here for you.
I was just going to say, I need some visual inspiration first. I need some firefighter.
Dave and his, fire pole.
Or some of your 10-point whatever polls that will
10-point body fat analysis. Right. Yeah, we'll work on that.
All right. Well, thank you very much for allowing me to consume so much of your time.
It was our pleasure, and like I said, we'll be in touch.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Good night. Fun.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, John, Muscle Tees. I don't think that anything describes this girl better than her name.
You were having fun there, Dave.
I was actually, because you know what? She was a fun person. She really played along.
She was See, I don't know. I think you guys might have something going there.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the whole tease thing. The whole tease aspect of it was the best part.
I think you're missing the boat, man. I think here you are. You get this great house by the water in a nice area. You got those extra rooms down there. I just think you should start embarking on a revolving program.
I think we should start the muscle
mansion. This could be Dave's muscle mansion, you know, or muscle beach house, however you want to put it. and I think you need to like get some like you know purple silk pajamas.
Just walk around
and you know entertain.
We could do after hours from the house.
We could do the original Playboy after hours. Remember that show? That was awesome. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
the jazz player.
We'll invite like stars over.
Yeah,
like,
just be kind of like hanging out on the couch.
Who do we
stuff,
know that we know? Could actually invite out that would be considered? Right,
we'll figure this out. We're going to call on our resources.
John, you have to start doing some reconstruction though down here, so we can you know have like rooms and you know we could have the condom box. Maybe you could put a hot tub in one of the rooms or something like that.
Grotto.
The pond.
We're getting rid of Sean's apartment and make a grotto down there. The waterfall, the rocks. Yeah.
Then we'll never want to leave the house.
Why would we?
Well, I don't know, John. We'll put a poll online. We'll see if anyone thinks it's a good idea.
Spend a hot tub in that area right where your stairs go
That's
up.
True.
Just kind of floating
That's
and
true.
Hanging
yeah,
by chains.
With the amount of weight that we hold on our bodies, I don't know if it would hold. You'd have to have some pretty strong girders.
You just want girls in the tub, man.
That's true. We don't really want to get in there
exactly.
Anyway. Well, we're at the end of another episode of Sex and Muscle Radio here, John. And I got to tell you, this was one of the best ones we've done. And I think people are going to request Muscle Tees come back. But for now, it's time to go eat. Any final words?
No, I'm just I'm amazed at the diversity of guests we're able to get on this show. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've never been at a loss for incredible guests on this show. And I'm really really happy that we're getting that kind of feedback from people like Muscle Tees and the other great guests that we've had.
Well, all you listeners out there, if you have any special guests you'd like to request that we have on, feel free to contest on the RX Muscle forums. For now, we're out of time. Good night and good riddance, Sean.
Gracias for listening to Sex and Muscle Radio. Tune in next week for more sex and more muscle at the same time. Adios y no me jodan.